us a little bit about what he was being asked to do and how well he did it.
They did a great job. Run and pass. I mean, he blocked those guys, those big defensive ends, extremely well all night.
And I know that was another big storyline going into the game was the incredible skill up front of that Washington defense. Overall, how did you feel like the team as a whole handled it, whether it's offensive linemen, you know, running backs picking stuff up, tight ends picking stuff up? How did you feel like you guys were able to handle them?
I thought it was outstanding. You know, the only time they got any pressure was after Alex got hurt and Ted got in and got set. He set wrong a couple of times and got beat. But other than that, no one got any pressure.
Yeah, and what will it mean to you guys if you have to be without Kappa for some time? What is his role on that offensive line, and who do you see fulfilling that? I know Ted Larson was who came in, but you also do have Aaron Stinney on the roster. Who are some of the guys that you feel like could fill that role?
Yeah, I mean, in this ball game, we put Ted up just for another center because he can snap the ball. Aaron will step in and be the starter now, and we'll miss Cap. Cap's had a heck of a year.
And I know that you guys were also without Rojo, but that was a little bit more unexpected and last minute. What is it like to lose a player in warm-ups? I mean, when it is the least amount of time possible to figure out a new potential game plan.
Yeah, it's not the first time it's happened to me. So it was, hey, Leonard, step up, Keyshawn, step up, and they both did. I hate for Keyshawn's fumble because he was running really, really well.
Yeah, what did happen on that play? And then overall, how have you seen him be stepping in and the potential that he has moving forward?
No, he's got great potential. Yeah, he just had a ball stripped, got a little bit loose with it and got punched out. And he'll do better. I mean, he was out there working on Tuesday on his ball security. So he's got a lot of pride, and he is one heck of a young back.
And, yeah, I mean, you mentioned Leonard Fournette being called to step up. And, yeah, 93 yards rushing, 39 receiving, a touchdown. Definitely his most productive game stats-wise. What was working well for him in this game in particular? And just how has he handled his role changing in different games depending on availability?
He's been fantastic. And he knows his role each week. And like I tell him every week, the whole team, your role can change into quick as anything, so, and it did for him, so, and he was more than ready. He had a great week of practice and was ready to roll and probably his best performance as a Buck.
And Brady is now the oldest quarterback to throw a touchdown in a playoff game. He's thrown for at least 200 yards in the first half of three games in a row, which is a career high for him. I guess speak to the level of his play at his age that we, I think, because of the way he plays, sometimes it is hard to remember that he is just setting record after record of both production and age at the same time.
Yeah, I look at him and I don't see 43. I mean, he's playing as good as he did in his 30s and takes such great care of himself. And, you know, our guys take a lot of pride in protecting him and don't want him to see him getting hit.
And we've now outscored opponents 32-3 in the last three games in the first quarter. After having to talk about the slower starts for a while, definitely a turning point I'm sure you've enjoyed. Now that it's been more consistent and seems to be something that's been fixed, can you pinpoint anything that seems to have caused that shift?
Not really, just playing better execution early in ball games. You know, the biggest thing was we quit deferring and started taking the ball when we win the coin toss.
And another 500-plus yard offensive day, 31 points against a team that hasn't given up more than 20 points to their last seven opponents. What do you think are the biggest things that have really gelled with this offense? And if you start comparing it to earlier in the year in particular, what are the things that you feel like you can say that, wow, like look at the strides that we've made that have led to these kind of numbers?
I think more of it's balance. You know, we run the ball well. The play-action game is, when you run the ball well, the play-action game's easy. And then the play-action gives you maximum protection majority of the time. And our outside guys are winning one-on-one battles. So those three things all go together. And our receivers are blocking well in the run game. And our backs are blocking good in the passing game. So each guy's feeding the other guy's hand.
And the Washington quarterback, Heinicke, I mean, incredible performance by him on a guy that I think I heard a stat that he has less attempts than Brady has touchdown passes in the postseason. To the challenge of him matching up against a guy like Brady in this game being called upon in a playoff scenario, what was it like to see his performance and what led to him being able to still play pretty well against us?
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult for Todd to get defense ready because we thought Alex Smith was playing. So we kind of had a game plan for him and then another one just in case. And we probably were a little simple, but our pass rush just didn't get home enough until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I know the defense struggled to get off the field on third down, especially earlier on. I think Washington started 4 of 5 on third downs. What was happening particularly in those scenarios?
Yeah, just letting him out of the pocket. You know, he hurt us running the ball in the first half, and we kind of made some adjustments. But, you know, when you're getting ready for a quarterback that's pretty stationary and you get one that's really mobile, it's a big change.
Yeah, where did you see the defense start to settle down more? I know that you said you liked how they played later on in the game. Can you point to any kind of turning point or what seemed to happen where they got their feet under them a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, once we took the lead at the 8-point, it was an 6-minute mark. That's about it, because we did not play very well up until then.
And I know that missing Devin for a couple games has been rough for the defense. What was the impact of not having him specifically in this game, and then the excitement of now knowing that he has been activated from the COVID list?
Yeah, I can't say enough about Kevin Minter. He did a great, great job filling in, and we know what Devin brings, the passion, the energy, and the speed.
Yeah, now you're going to have Devin. You got Shaq back this last week, and Steve McClendon's also going to be back. What did you see as for all three of those guys, especially now with Shaq and Steve McClendon, the things that they bring and getting to have Shaq back this last week?
Yeah, you know, need to get Shaq going again in the pass rush. He and JPP, they've been shut out for a few weeks, and we need to start getting home, especially this week. Steve's given us a great run defender and an inside pass rush guy.
And how about Levante? You know, gets a sack, and, you know, just how important was that, especially when it came? And same, they also broke up a touchdown pass at a pretty key time. And just I wanted to hear his play overall and the effect of being able to still have him out there and the way he picks up slack when Devin is out.
Yeah, Levante played a great game. You know, he and Kevin, they worked so well together. Great communication, setting the defense. And Levante's Levante. I mean, he's one of the best linebackers in the league.
And I know Sean Murphy Bunting was able to get an interception. Minter was definitely a part of that, tipping the pass at the line. Tell us a little bit about that play and then the play of Sean Murphy Bunting overall, where you felt like he's shown some improvement recently.
Yeah, Kevin had a great rush. He got his hands up. Sean's got great hands, so it was a good job of him redirecting and catching the tip. I mean, Sean's been playing really good. I just don't like him giving up that touchdown late in the ballgame.
Anthony Nelson also got in there with a sack, and, you know, I can say this, you know, that it seems like maybe a forced fumble could have been a part of that. That was an unfortunate thing to have to watch get taken, especially because it was for Khalil Davis and would have been such a big mark for him as a rookie getting in there. So take us through a little bit of that play in particular and then what you've seen from Khalil Davis and what his potential is.
Yeah, he's given us some good interior pass rush. He's got fresh legs and he's got some quickness inside. You know, with Shaq and JPP outside, people have been pushing it out. We need to get Sue and guys like Khalil inside getting more pressure. Yeah, it was definitely a fumble and a definitely clear recovery, and the referees totally blew it.
Our game was the first in NFL playoff history to have at least one female full-time coach on the sideline for both sides. What does that mean to you to be a part of a stat like that, a moment in history like that, and maybe what do you think it even means to football since you have been a part of the football world for so long now?
Yeah, I think it's the wave of the future. I think it's opening doors for more and more women to get into coaching, get into scouting, front office. So I think it's, you know, Ron Rivera's a great, great guy and great coach, and we were on the diversity committee together, so it was really, really a cool moment.
We're talking to head coach Bruce Arians, and now moving on to this upcoming game against the Saints. It has been since 1997 that the Bucs organization has played the same team 3 times in a season. What are some of the challenges and or benefits of a playoff game being not just a rematch from the regular season, but the three-peat?
Yeah, everybody knows each other. And they're at full strength. We're close to full strength. So it's just going to be who makes plays and who doesn't make plays. And it's a great, great challenge. Their defense is outstanding. And obviously Drew Brees is Drew Brees.
And how are you guys different than each matchup? That it's interesting how the three games are coming at such different points in the season. Where are the areas that you've seen that you guys have grown or changed in each of those 3 times?
Yeah, I think we're a much better offensive football team than we were in either one of those ball games. We were still feeling our way, especially the opener. We played okay, but too many mistakes. And I think each guy in offense right now is on the same page. And it's taken a long time, but it's worked. And we have to own up to those 2 ball games. We didn't play very well.
are the Saints mostly similar to the other times, or are there some ways that you've seen them be a little bit different or grow or change in any way?
But yeah, they have that two-headed monster, really, a quarterback, so you always have to be ready for Taysom Hill. They have unbelievable weapons. Deontay Harris is one of the most underrated guys going. And you saw him in that ball game against the Bears. So, I mean, they can run it. Alvin Kamara's outstanding, so they've got all those weapons, great offensive line, and defensively extremely talented. So, but for us, take care of our own business and make sure we're ready to play.
Yeah, what are the biggest things you guys have learned going against Taysom Hill and how to try to adjust to him?
Well, they run a few plays with him. There's always some gadgets and stuff, and, you know, they had a wide-open touchdown, and it ended up being a fumble with him because he can throw the ball deep, and he showed in those games he started as a quarterback he can play the position.
And you said Drew Brees is Drew Brees. I mean, what is it like to game plan for a guy that you know is as talented as him, has been around as long as he has, that there's pretty much nothing you can throw at him that he hasn't seen already? What kind of a unique challenge does that present to you guys as coaches?
Yeah, I mean, there's things that you can disguise better. But again, this comes down to one-on-one. You got to cover Jared Cook. You got to cover Michael Thomas, Kamara as a receiver. And I already talked about Deontay Harris. So Drew knows where the coverage is. He knows where the ball is going quick.
Yeah, and the Saints' pass rush, I know, is definitely a strength of their team as well, and was quite a way to indoctrinate Tristan Wirfs in his first game, and he's handled everything so well. How do you see overall their pass rush and the way we've matched up with them both games?
Now, Tristan hasn't had any problems, that's for sure, but Donovan didn't have his best game in the second game, and he had a great, great game. I can't say enough how well he blocked Chase Young, and really was an outstanding performance, and we're going to need another one.
Do we basically need to get somebody from the Saints pass rush to say that they're coming for Tom again? Is that going to be the trick to making sure that Donovan has one of his best games?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody knows they're all coming.
And how about the Saints secondary? I feel like we do give so much attention to the Saints offense. I wanted to hear a little bit about their defense and the ways that you feel like they've matched up against all of our different weapons. And we know that, it can get a little personal sometimes when you're going against a team this often. And I wanted to hear how you feel like those matchups could play out.
Yeah, you saw it in the game yesterday. There's a lot of chirping going on and a lot of finger pointing and stuff. You can't get caught up in that stuff. You got to play football and beat your guy one-on-one. And, I like our chances, and they're very solid, but I like our chances.
And finally, is there any sort of message you feel like as a head coach that you want to give the team this week in terms of how to frame the mentality for this, when it is a team that you've played twice already, how to make sure that it still does have the importance and feel of a playoff game, or do you not want guys to get too hyped up about it? Where's sort of the balance of the message you want to send?
Win or go home. It doesn't matter who we're playing. It's win or go home now.
That is true. All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach. This has been Buccaneers Total Access with head coach Bruce Arians, brought to you by Advent Health. We'll be right back with rookie safety Antoine Winfield Jr.
While you watch the game, consider this. The human body has more than 650 muscles, but the only muscle that never rests is the heart. Maybe that's why true courage never rests either. Advent Health supports the courage in every athlete. Us all.